Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 4th of August 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. Apologies for not putting a podcast out on Thursday. Last week, my wife went down with an illness. We thought she was just exhausted, and then I got it as well. And we believe it could have been COVID, but it could be anything, to be honest. I was exhausted. Cold and hot and everything you can imagine, but we're okay now. We're much better now, and we're going back and seeing what happens. But apologies for that. These things happen from time to time, especially when we've got so many things on our agenda. It does make things a little bit tricky. Anyway, what I want to talk to you about today is the seeds that I've sown today, which are also the Premier Seeds Direct Seed of the Month that I'm going to be talking about in the podcast tomorrow in a bit more detail. And that is the onions from this month's gift pack, which I've got in the post the other day, so they should be with you any day now. These are a variety called Elisa Craig, which is well known. They're quite a decent size onion, nice flavour. They store well, but we're going to be treating these as overwintered. Now, I usually grow overwintered onions from sets. And all we're doing here is we're trying to grow them from seeds, slightly different. Then that's why we're sowing them in August. And these will be then ready for harvesting around June, July next year. So these are going to be our early ones, if you like. And they're just going to be there to give us a bit of a start. Now, what I've done, I've actually sown these two different ways. So first of all, the standard way is just I've filled up a tray with compost and I've broadcast sown those. And the second way, which is my preferred way that I do with a lot of things, it's just taking a single seed and putting one per plug plant starter. That works quite well, I found. And I prefer this over the other way because I don't like pricking out. It's not that I don't like pricking out, it's that it's a job that takes a while. So I'm doing this in plug plants, and we will, that way, once they germinate, we haven't got to rush to get them out. Now, if we have to broadcast sow them, what we have to do is prick them out as soon as they start to straighten. So what I mean by that is normally when the onion seeds germinate, you get a green, almost like a loop, go up. And then after that, it creates like a crook and that starts to straighten out. When that happens, that's time to prick them out. What we then will do, pot them up as they grow, get them into bigger and bigger pots. We're going to be looking at planting these out in October. So what we're going to have to do is prepare the beds that they are going to grow in. So for me, these are going to be growing in some of our old brassica beds. So we just make sure that they're cleared of all weeds, compost added, a bit of bloodfish and bone added as well, good fertilizer, and plenty of water, all stones cleared and basically ready for the growing season. Once we are about there, as long as we pot them up, they should be okay. We would use a seaweed fertilizer while they're young as well, should add. We will then get them in the ground, giving them 10 centimetres of space between each plant, give or take, and continue to allow them grow over winter. Now, I'm also going to sow sets alongside these just to see what grows best and see what does do the best. Keep as we do with all onions, keep them weed-free, keep them fertilised, watered when dry. Mulch with a good leaf mulch is quite good for these, and then we enjoy them and harvest them once the tops fall over, sort of mid June, July, that sort of time next year. Now, what we're hoping with these is that because we're growing these from seed, they're less likely to bolt or pop up a flower spike. Sets do have a tendency to bolt more. We're hoping that if we grow them from seed, they're less likely to bolt. Fingers crossed that is actually going to happen. As easy as that, really is that easy. And onions are one of the easiest things to grow, and they're an important part of the food that we eat here. I worked out that we pretty much use an onion almost every day here. So, you know, you need 300 onions to make it work, to be self-sufficient in onions, I've worked out. That's a lot of onions, but I think we can do it. Right. This is just a short one tonight. My throat is starting to hurt after 5 minutes of talking, so I'm going to wrap this one up. Apologies again. It is short. Apologies for not doing one on Thursday, but I'm drinking plenty of fruit juice, but I have to look after my voice sometimes. Tomorrow, I said you will hear more and in more detail about growing these onions, but if you haven't sown them yet, but so easy, you would love it. One thing I would say, I just remembered because I forgot to write this out, you could save some of the seeds back as well to sow in December. They can be for overwintered and they can be for main crops, so well worth growing these seeds. Well, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.